This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am sensing a rejoin theme this morning, Chime. Is it official for Valentine's Day?
You know it, Greg. Love-related rejoins.
Okay. Love. Love stanks. The microphone thing is going to drive me nuts this morning. Can you not get... Is Mark Mingles not in the building?
I don't think this is within Mark Mingles' power, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
He is responsible for the maintenance of the building, whereas this is an engineering issue. Okay. I've already been in contact with Eric Fitch.
Is there an engineer in the building?
That's a good question.
We have five engineers on staff. Uh-huh. Why is one not in the building when this radio show is on the air?
Wait, we have that many? I've never even seen one. Unless
it's Friday, Greg. Remember, everybody's
Fitch,
remote.
We have Sid. We have multiple engineers. All you have to do is yank that microphone, unplug that microphone, yank the cord and the mic. I'll come in and try to fix it during the break if I have to.
Oh, jeez.
Man of many talents.
Greg's going to splice the wires together.
I could.
Red and green.
If it required splicing, I would be able to splice.
Generally, when there's like that type of thing, right? Generally, the wires
need... You use your tooth.
If you don't have a scissors,
You take the outside covering off.
Yep.
And you twist the things together. Yep. And boom.
There you go.
Boom, you have power. I mean, not that complicated.
No.
Thing didn't work yesterday. Now poor Shime has to go from the console all the way over to Curtis's microphone every time he wants to talk.
Getting a good workout.
A lot of core strength for that.
It's just...
rolling around in here like crazy.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. We are going to get to They Said It in about 15 minutes. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday. And that includes Jaron Duran, who delivered this Red Sox team's version of Why Not Us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. In the meantime, Aaron Rodgers got the "We wish you well in future endeavors" treatment from the Jets on their social media yesterday. And Wiggy, your lead, you suggested, is with regard to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, because we know he still wants to play. Because if he didn't, he probably would have never met with them in person. He would have just, it would have been a wrap. There would have been no like, well, Aaron, you need to do this. And if you do this, you can come back and play. Well, it is simple. Aaron Rodgers, we know, has great respect, and I think everybody has great respect for one man in the National Football League. And if you look at the way things are going to shake up, the Tennessee Titans got the number one overall pick. They need a quarterback. Cleveland Browns got the two pick. They need a quarterback. And the Giants need a three pick. They need a quarterback. The Las Vegas Raiders need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the relationship that Aaron Rodgers has with Brady as far as his respect towards Brady as just a player, a person, is the type of landing spot where you'll see Aaron Rodgers. Because you got to remember, Vegas does need a quarterback. And even if they do somehow try to trade to get one of those two guys, and if they do land Shador Sanders, what did we hear Tom Brady say about playing rookie quarterbacks? He's not a big fan of it. And Tom Brady wants to make a major splash for the Las Vegas Raiders when it comes to him as the, I don't know what his title is, but we know he's running the show down there because Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, said that Brady's going to be extremely involved in everything.
Uh-huh.
So when you start to look...
What do you think Pete Carroll feels?
I think Pete Carroll is...
About Aaron Rodgers.
I think Pete Carroll's is grateful to Brady for
that
Brady that he hired him. And I think Pete Carroll says, okay, I know how to handle a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Because remember, there was that whole Russell Wilson had his own office in Seattle. And, you know, Russell Wilson had different rules when he played for Seattle. Not that necessarily Rodgers is going to come in there demanding that.
Right.
But Pete Carroll is the type of coach that, hey, if I need to give Rodgers a little leeway on certain things, I can do that. So
yeah, I think I think this is A+. Also, what Pete Carroll did a brilliant job of with the Seahawks is we didn't know how bad of a dink Russell Wilson was until the trade was executed. You didn't hear publicly all the issues that existed because Pete Carroll was able to keep that in-house. Mm-hmm. And what sets up, Wiggs? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, same division, potentially another 40-year-old man could stop Mahomes from winning again.
Mm-hmm. And Brady wants to make a major splash. We know how competitive he is. We know how he felt when he got his job as the color commentary guy. Like, I'm going to do everything to be the best at this. There's no way that Brady... This is on Brady. So everything that the Vegas Raiders do, we're going to say, okay, Brady put his hands in that and made that happen. So,
well, we've seen what happens when you're a head coach and Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he... you know, he wants to run the entire outfit, but maybe he's lost a little bit of power when it comes to, you know, I don't know if he would, you know, does he have an issue with Pete Carroll? Does Pete Carroll have an issue with a guy who is on Pat McAfee mm-hmm. every Tuesday?
And, no, I don't think Pete Carroll.
Or has Aaron Rodgers, because this is, you know, probably going to be his last stop,
mm-hmm.
Has he lost the right to dictate who his boss is and all
If
that?
There's one coach out there that will let Rodgers go on Pat McAfee and will go up there and say all the politically correct things, like Curtis said, keep everything in-house, isn't it a guy like Pete Carroll? And isn't Rodgers now sitting down across from Brady and saying, and Tom saying, okay, here's how we got to work things, Aaron. Yeah. I know you only got a year left or, you know, max two.
Isn't it kind of making Brady like Rodgers' daddy, though? Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, aren't you kind of, essentially your boss.
Right, yeah.
I just don't see Aaron Rodgers, the egomaniac that he is, wanting to do that.
But don't you think can't you see Rodgers picking up a phone and calling Brady and having a one-on-one with Brady about things that he don't like and saying, hey, Tom, you played the position. You know what it's like. You've been at the level I've been at versus just some rando who's a GM.
And also, doesn't it say to Aaron Rodgers that the greatest of all time thinks you're still really good? Doesn't that actually boost his ego
mm-hmm.
as opposed to playing for Woody Johnson or Stephen Ross? Like, I feel like it's the opposite. I think Aaron Rodgers in Vegas is like, look at who thinks I'm still great, the best to ever do it. I'm going to go there and no income tax.
Great 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which reads, how odd would it be that the owner could actually outplay the quarterback at the position?
And Brady could outplay a lot of people if he wanted to.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Curtis, it's not often that we get a win. And so I think when we do, we should celebrate. One small victory. It was about a week ago that Josh Kraft declared himself to be a candidate for mayor here in our city of Boston. And during that announcement, he brought up his disdain for bike and bus lanes, which have overtaken our city. And suddenly, yesterday, the current mayor of this city, Michelle Wu, announced that there is a bus lane which has been in place for mere weeks, which is going away.
Okay.
Boylston Street over by the Boston Public Library, bus and bike lane, which was installed by the city
mm-hmm.
in the middle of an area where everybody drives every single day.
Right.
The Back Bay. The mayor is waving the white flag and has informed Back Bay residents that this particular bus and bike lane is not working the way she thought it would work. And so, therefore, it will become an actual lane for drivers and traffic. Here is the mayor speaking about this on WGBH.
The allocation of space just for a bus lane hasn't been justified. Between the loading that's needed for businesses, between seniors and others trying to get into the library and other spaces, we have heard from community members that this needs to be changed.
You don't say.
A follow-up, Miss Mayor, a follow-up. Can you show me the one that has worked?
Right. That's every bus or bike lane in the city.
Right.
Mrs. Mayor. That's every single one is not working because there are people that need to drive around and get their job done every single day.
The best part about Boston that makes it different and better than New York is that it's always been a drivable city.
That's right.
It's why people like it.
No, she's learning from her mistake, so hopefully she'll get rid of all of them.
Is she learning from her mistake, or is she reacting to the gigantic round of applause that Josh Kraft got?
Hey, if it's learning or reacting, at least you're getting rid of them.
Okay. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next. But first, Courtney, with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Wilson Farm. The Tkachuk brothers came out firing for Team USA last night, helping them to a 6-1 win over Finland. Both Brady and Matthew had two.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Goals in the win. Brady was named player of the game, receiving a Team USA Johnny Gaudreau jersey in his stall. So now tomorrow in Montreal, it will be Finland versus Sweden at 1 and USA versus Canada, puck drop at 8. If you're like Greg and you're a super fan of the Four Nations face-off, you could watch the early game at the Fan Village here in Boston at City Hall Plaza.
But how is the Star Spangled Banner going to be received up there tomorrow?
Don't they do both?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I think they sing
along.
Well,
said a lot of Canadians want.
We've talked about it on the show. Yeah, I think you were here.
Yeah.
It's been booed a lot recently, so that was why I asked the
question. Has it been? Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
That was about the
little thing we discussed on the program here.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Never forget.
Remember during NBA games?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I didn't know we were talking about the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. Well, that's when they got it. Yeah.
Just really the anthem topic.
Right. Yeah.
Came up at one point.
I missed that one.
While the Celtics are off for All-Star break, multiple sources are indicating that Celtics assistant coach Sam Cassell will be in serious consideration when it comes to the new head coach next season for his alma mater, Florida State. So he may be on the move. And Greg brought up spring training and the full team workout on Monday, but today's the day. Alex Bregman is expected to arrive in Fort Myers to join his new teammates. And it's officially official. The Jets took to social media to thank Aaron Rodgers, posting, "For everything you've given us the past 2 years, thank you, eight."
And is that the most Jets career of all time? He comes in. They're like, "We have our 40-year-old GOAT who's going to change the fortunes." He has the American flag onto the field after 9/11, Monday Night Football. First series, blows out his knee, gone, does nothing. The team got worse.
Would you like a fun stat?
Yes.
Worst winning percentage than Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson as a Jet.
You brought up spring training. What is our countdown clock at? Is it 10 days until we are there?
No, isn't it a...
So we're talking about we will begin our broadcast at Fenway South a week from this upcoming Tuesday. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We are about 10 days away, and we have 4 days of exciting interviews for you from the ballpark down there in Fort Myers. And we are doing a pregame at Ore and Iron in Naples, the new Ore and Iron. So if you're listening in Florida, and we learned last year down there that a bunch of you do, I hope you come out and hang with us while we are there at the Ore and Iron, which is in the Palmetto Commons, right near Topgolf.
All right.
Down in the Naples area. So cannot wait for that. Cannot wait for spring training and to be there with the Boston Red Sox, with the playoff-bound Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Courtney, thank you.
Thank you. And if you forgot, today is Valentine's Day. Wilson Farm in Lexington has everything you need ready to go, from stunning floral arrangements and long-stem roses to delicious chocolate-covered strawberries and one-of-a-kind gifts for your Valentine. Visit Wilson Farm today. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, quick question. When the Red Sox win the World Series,
yes,
will our own Will Fleming say, "Get the bus bike lanes ready"? It feels like 10 degrees back home. 24 is the current temperature. Afternoon high of 32. Got snow coming tomorrow night. Wintry mix, 2 to 4 inches of Boston, 4 to 6 north and west of town.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.